This minute from Elgin's history is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 28, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. The Weldwood Country Club, formerly the Elgin Country Club, will open for the 1921 season with a new handicap system in place. Rather than starting with the handicap of the previous years, golfers will have their handicaps raised by one-third until a regular handicap is established in early June. Leo Emmerich developed the system, which will be used to establish 28 spots for contesting the Pearsall Cup. The Northern Illinois State Normal School in DeKalb will count 8 Elgin area girls among its graduates on June 8th. The girls are among 117 graduating, with 14 males among the graduates. The girls are all planning to become teachers. Memorial Day tributes will include the decoration of the graves of Elgin men who gave their lives in battle. Veterans of the Civil, Spanish, American, and World War will have their graves marked with flags. The tributes will be made at all 3 of the city's cemeteries. Pastor F.F. Shannon of the People's Church of Chicago will be the featured Memorial Day speaker. More than 2,500 poppies from Flanders Fields were sold by the Women's Auxiliary of the Elgin American Legion Post. The poppies are part of a national effort on behalf of members of the American Legion. The $125,000 water bond issue is being threatened by injunction. The Association of Commerce is suggesting the injunction will be sought because the plan of the city is to generate its own electricity with funds designated under the bond sale. The citizens denied the generation of electricity through a municipal generation plant in a recent referendum. Mayor Arwin Price is suggesting using electric generating power created at the water pumping stations to supply power for water stations themselves. Those were the headline news stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the World Wide Web at www.elginhistory.org.